This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The sun is up, and I have some clouds here. You guys look all right?
No, you're going to see a mix of clouds and rain expected tomorrow and the next day. All so right. We're heading back into that little cycle, which is good. We need rain, so
we certainly do.
All right. Let's By the way, the video you just sent us of your brother is very funny.
My niece is on TikTok, and she sent, "Don't mess with me, don't cheat on me, this because you don't know my dad." And then it's all just the goofiest crap you ever saw.
He's so funny.
I just laughed. I thought, you guys should see that.
Well, she's in the start of the video, so I thought, we're going to get to see what she's up to. But really, it's about your brother.
Yeah,
your brother's being a goofball for however
it's
long.
It's just so cute. It makes me actually miss him. Never thought I'd say that.
The Radio Alice Report.
Ellie, keep a secret for once, would you? Or is that going straight to his ear hole?
Oh, I don't know. Who cares?
This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app. We want you to get that app and then listen to the show through Radio.com. I mean, you can use your radio. We'd like that too. But you can get Radio.com and then you can listen wherever you go.
Take us anywhere. Here we are. Leave us on all day. Only turn it down. Never turn it off.
Right. So you can stream Alice all day, and you can also get our show's full podcast while we are on vacation. That's through the radio.com app, everyone.
Ta-da, ta-da.
All right, so here's what's happening. First of all, the vaccines are being delivered and are being given. And so that news is really good. The first California nurse got her vaccine, I believe it was a her. But those are being done, and more will happen today, a lot more. So the news is good on that front. Also, this out of USA Today, effectiveness and safety of Moderna's COVID vaccine confirmed.
Oh.
Path cleared for expected authorization this week.
Ooh.
Which means we've already got the Pfizer vaccine, and now we've got a second vaccine that should be cleared and produced and delivered here very soon.
Well,
so
I hope we bought a lot of it, because we didn't buy enough of the Pfizer stuff. We only bought like 100 million doses, which is only translates to 50 million people.
Well, you know what? I would say that it's not really about what we can afford. It's more about what can be produced. And of course, there's the spread.
No, they've been offered. They got offered several times to buy more of the Pfizer and didn't.
Who did?
The government.
And our government said no, we don't want it.
We've got our 100 million shares. We got our 100 million doses.
Did that have anything to do with it getting around the world?
No, they were offered enough for everyone and didn't take it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hadn't read that.
Well, look it up. It's widely reported.
Huh.
Yeah, it is. It's appalling, actually. But hopefully with the Moderna, because
when you read the article, they didn't say why they didn't want it.
Well, they just at the time they didn't think that they needed it, and they were offered more of it, and I don't know, maybe they didn't know, but they were offered it again, and we know we have 350 million people, and they bought 100 million doses, which is 50 million people. That's right. what they bought.
Because they need two doses per, right.
But they were offered more and didn't do it.
Wow, I'm going to have to look that. I will look that up and I'll report that next news break. I have no idea why they'd say no specifically to.
I can't think of it either. Unless they were planning to buy the Moderna. Like, what have they bought of that?
Well, the Moderna is much easier in terms of storage and delivery. So there is a problem with the Pfizer. It needs its own refrigerator. It needs a certain temperature. Right. It's definitely more difficult to work with. So maybe that's why. I don't know. But the Moderna is going to be done this week, it looks like, and that's huge news. So more vaccines available means more people getting vaccinated, and it means we can get back to business, which is...
Let's do that.
Yeah, which is where I want to be for sure. I know that one of the things that's been a trip through this whole pandemic is the supply and demand of things. We know about the toilet paper, but it's really every single thing. Is in short. And
it does
you
seem like weird things are missing completely from the grocery store. You notice that? You'll like walk by and there's just a blank spot.
Well, it's not just the things like that. I'm talking about like we needed a fridge. We'll take one.
Oh, nope, right.
We don't have those. We don't have those. They won't be available for weeks. The other one, not for months. I'm like, we'll take one. Just get... No,
anyone? No, we don't have any.
Right.
Is that like so manufacturing situations?
It's a lot of things have been affected in weird ways. Yes, exactly. So it's everything. It's weird. It's just I have money. I'll take one of those. I'm sorry. We don't
no,
have
we
that.
We can't take your money because we don't have that to give you.
So I don't know. But anyway, I know one of the stories I read. Let me find it. It was along your cookie or your cake story.
Tell me more about cake.
No, it's not that.
Tell me more about food.
Pepperidge Farms has said you might not be able to get your hands on the Milano cookie for a while. There's a shortage. They say a mix of production issues because of the pandemic and more demand for cookies during hard times has wiped out the Milano cookie stock.
I love Milanos. You got to put them in the fridge. Because you have to do the tender bite of the cookie onto the hardened chocolate inside, whatever flavor you go for. Huh? Oh my God, the Milano is just.
But you have to get the double chocolate.
Oh, double geez. Chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I just get the regular. I actually like the orange ones, and I like the plain ones.
Because if you get like the regular chocolate, it's just the chocolate's too thin. So then when you put it in the fridge with the double chocolate, it's like.
So you're like a double stuff Oreo girl too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want the double stuff. I just want the regular amount.
There's a science. Yeah, I was just about to say there's a science to it.
Yeah, I feel like I could eat more of the cookies. I actually like the cookie.
Oh, more than the chocolate.
More than the chocolate. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You never do know when a story's going to hit around here. I really didn't know I had two Milano cookie fans.
Do I hear three?
I'm a huge fan of, but I don't have a science behind it. I'll eat.
Do you put them in the fridge though?
I do not.
Oh, well, try that. You got to try that. Then you'll know the
trick. I
like
it a lot.
It's just like peanut butter cups, like the miniature cups. They're better when they're cold.
They are. Yep.
Well, I don't disagree with that. But I haven't. I'm not on the Milano cookie thing, so I guess I'll have to try them because I really didn't know this story was going to take.
You've had a Milano, though, yeah?
I have to have at some point, right. I'm sure. But no, I can't.
Oh, we'll hide them from your kids because they can't have those.
Well, they actually can't.
I know. Right. I'm saying not only can't they can't. You need all of them. You need them all.
I see.
It's the whole, like, I have a 12-pack packed into my jacket because I need all of these. It's like that.
That was my move,
You need the whole pack.
Nice callback.
Thank you.
That really was my move, by the way.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I need to know you can't have one. They're mine.
I need all 12 of these. Me, right. Yeah, I'm here to party. But I mean,
done at 10 beers. Come on.
Right. I need all these.
Right.
Anyway, you've been hearing in the news quite a bit now about people leaving the Silicon Valley. You know, it was Hewlett Packard. And then it was Elon says, I'm out of here. And now Larry Ellison is in the news saying he's not headed for Texas, although his business might be. He's headed for his private island in Hawaii.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That's where I'd head to, Larry.
I mean, you own an island in the Hawaiian island chains.
Why are you ever anywhere else?
Right, exactly right.
And was never heard from again would be the end of my sentence on that.
There are plenty of people who didn't go into this year thinking they'd be moving, but, you know, 2020.
Yeah, it happened to us all.
Everybody a curve. There are a lot of people leaving big expensive cities or cities with struggling job markets and moving to smaller places, getting a bigger house, planning to work from home. The top 10 cities people moved to include Austin, Texas at number one. Isn't that where Elon just said he's going?
Isn't his business based right outside of that? So that's the assumption. I don't know that they said exactly where Elon himself is moving. But that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Phoenix, Nashville, Tennessee, Tampa, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Denver, Charleston, South Carolina, and Seattle are your top 10 cities that people are headed to as our work lives are changing before our very eyes. The cities people left, San Francisco's high on that list, so is New York City, Hartford, Connecticut, Chicago, the big cities, Boston, Detroit. People have left for less expensive
greener
locations.
Pastures.
Yep. Speaking of the way things have changed at work, we were in a meeting at work where they said we're using, just yesterday, this was a meeting we all sat in on, and they were like, this is the perfect time to reevaluate how we do business. And they're right. A lot of companies are looking at their businesses and saying, do we need big, giant buildings and have everyone haul it in? And as we've done this for the pandemic, it turns out we probably don't need those big, giant buildings anymore.
Meeting areas are one thing. Like the group assembles, they get their marching orders and go off into the world to do their thing or go home to get back on their computer. Although there is something about the buzz of a cool workplace that you don't catch that buzz at your house.
I agree 100%, but that's the bottom line is the dollar.
The bottom line is the bottom line.
And so they will most definitely say, figure out how to get that buzz some other way. We need you to be productive. Chop, chop. Get that done. Anyway, that's also happening in our home lives. The deciding how you're going to handle the holidays next year will probably be affected by how things went this year. I know that the amount of decorations purchased on my street alone, I heard at one point the neighborhood talking about, we should just get one big storage unit and all go in on it. Like, it's that big.
Oh.
Christmas
town. Are you going to go in on that with your one box?
Gladly, no problem. That doesn't even matter. It's so cool, and we are really Christmas town. I mean, for real.
That's awesome. You live on a Christmas town street, Vinny. That's great.
We are Christmas town, no doubt.
I love it.
Anyway, as people have the holidays this year, big complicated dinners will be out and maybe going forward as well. Traveling out. And maybe going forward as well.
I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a big slapback next year. Like, if everybody's vaccinated and we're feeling good, like, I wish I could have a giant Christmas this year. Like, I'm going to want that next year because this Christmas is so low-key, it's almost gross. I don't even think we're going to get a tree.
I believe it's going to be really interesting to see how that works. I also agree that there will be people wanting to travel.
Yeah, I want to go.
You know, that could be big, but there's also, like, do we really want to risk something happening? I don't know. Anyway,
whatever it might be.
Waking up early on Christmas morning may change for good. These are opportunities for parents to say, we're not doing it that way anymore.
Yeah, tell that to your kids and see how it goes. I'm sure they won't wake up at the ass crack of dawn and be, scratching at your door. Please let us in, please. You should see all the presents down here. The wrench in that plan, kids.
Making different foods for different guests. These are all things that people don't want to have to continue to do as we switch from big, elaborate celebrations to pandemic-type celebrations.
It has been easier doing, not having to coordinate everything. It's been really easy.
We had one of those Thanksgivings where, I won't get into details, but someone who was coming was like, I don't eat turkey. And we're like, well, why are you coming? Like, it's Thanksgiving. What? You don't eat turkey?
Well, what are you going to eat then? We've got corn. mashed potatoes.
I swear it's no big deal, but it was one of those things where someone's coming for Thanksgiving. This wasn't this year, obviously. It was years past. But this person was like, oh, I just need to let you know I don't like turkey. And we were like, well, then why would you go to Thanksgiving?
You would say no to that because right. what we're making is elaborate and includes turkey.
Right. So I
we're not making you a special side pot. We don't have any burners left. Every space is taken up. Bring your own food then. Great. Can't wait to see you. We'll have a plate for you.
Celebrations. They're fun.
They're the best. Man, I get it. Everybody's got their food restrictions and everybody's got their thing. But just in my little group of friends, there are so many effing restrictions and I won't eat this and I can't eat that and I don't like this. And I'm just like, I give up. How about we all order from this? You guys pick off this menu and we'll get it delivered. How does that sound? All right, great. I'll pay for it.
Yeah, hosting.
It's the best.
You do like it. You may be joking right now, but you like it. So does
Christina.
I do,
but I've given up on...
She
on,
loves
like,
it.
Forget dinner parties. It's like everybody's got so many freaking problems. And it's not... And I don't want anyone to feel bad about their stupid problems that they stupidly have.
Stupid
but they have
problems.
To, you know, let's just order off this menu. And since I'm hosting, I'll buy it. How's that sound? And everyone gets what they want.
I'm running out of time, but let me ask you, has your COVID phone app, you know how you had to opt in for that?
Yes, I opted in.
Has that said anything to you yet? I know we have Scott on. It's in motion. This COVID.
Where would I find that? On COVID.
Alert.
I'm typing COVID. COVID-19 testing, blah,
there
blah,
you
blah.
Go.
Let me see what it says. Oh, no, it's giving me directions to get tested. Never mind.
No.
This is not. Apparently, it hasn't alerted me at all.
Well, I would like to think you're not going anywhere, that you wouldn't have needed it.
I won't.
Let's hope.
Going
Fingers
anywhere.
Crossed.
Let's stay home, everyone.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. I moved from Vacaville to Houston to Austin. Austin is the perfect blend of Texas and California.
Oh, well.
Most likely, Milano cookie shortage is a marketing tactic. As soon as you hear something's running short, we must run out and get something.
That is true.
LOL. And orange Milano is the best.
It is the best.
I love orange Milano. Oh, my God. I like the plain chocolate ones, though, too.
Yeah, I can understand there are marketing ploys happening around us at all times, but I also know the shortages are for real. Like, I broke a surfboard. I told you that story. I don't know how long ago, whatever that huge day was. Board broke. I go to get another one. They're like, well, that'll be probably 8 to 12 weeks. I'm like, the winter will be over in 12 weeks. What?
Well, you got other surfboards, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but you need to have a certain kind of board for the certain kind of size that's out. Anyway, the bottom line is there's shortage of everything everywhere.
Yep.
Including cookies and paper towels. Try finding those
paper
right now.
Can't find even just like at Costco, they don't even have the paper towels. John had to buy these like really, they're really coarse. Like, oh my God, these are so my delicate hands. Oh.
Yep. I'm telling you, there's shortages of a lot of stuff right now. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, Vinny. I got a couple really good things right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.